The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. People were bringing children to Jesus that he might touch them, but the disciples rebuked them. When Jesus saw this, he became indignant and said to them, "Let the children come to me. Do not prevent them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. Amen, I say to you, whoever does not accept the kingdom of God like a child will not enter it." Then he embraced the children and blessed them, placing his hands on them. The Gospel of the Lord. A long time ago, when I was a seminarian, there was a mother of another seminarian who was dying of cancer. My family knew her well, and we were friends, especially because of our bond as seminarians studying for the priesthood. So you can imagine how hard I prayed that she'd be healed of her cancer. I prayed as hard as I could. I prayed with all the faith that I could muster. I would stop and see her as often as I could. And I really believed that God would hear and answer our prayers and cure her. But she passed away. I was devastated. I wondered what I had done wrong. I wondered why God didn't hear my prayer. Well, St. James this morning isn't really much help. He says, "Is anyone among you sick? He should summon the presbyters of the church, and they should pray over him and anoint him with oil in the name of the Lord. The prayer of the faith will save the sick person, and the Lord will raise him up." I know I've anointed a lot of people, as St. James instructed, but like the mother, the Lord did not raise them up. So is James offering us a false hope? No, I don't think so. This is why. About 2 years ago, I was back in Wisconsin for a vacation, and my brother-in-law was seriously ill, so I visited him at a care center, and I anointed him. He was rather agitated when I first came in, and he wasn't conscious in the sense that I was there, or maybe even where he was. But as soon as I talked with him, I told him I would anoint him, and then anointed him with the oil, a wonderful calm came over him. And it was noticeable to everyone who was there, especially his son, who was there from Arizona. And I have had the same experience with other people that I have anointed. God is still among us, healing. It doesn't mean that people won't die, as many of you know here from your own experiences of losing a lost one. But it means that God heals and God strengthens spiritually. We have a special sacrament for that, the sacrament of the sick, that assures us of God's healing, as St. James himself mentioned. But maybe, as Jesus indicated in the gospel, we need the faith of children to really believe that.